An appropriate description of Chiang Kai-shek is that he spent his life leading people to fight for their country. The completion of the Northern Expedition in 1926 and 1927 can be said to have marked an important milestone in the lives of his troops. In his rally cries during the Northern Expedition to unify China, he would say, "The survival of our party and country, the success or failure of the revolution, the fortune or misfortune of the people, the honor and shame of our comrades, all of them rest on this battle." This showed his resolve in completing the Northern Expedition against warlords and imperialists who threatened the country. Chiang Kai-shek's military career, however, would not always be so smooth sailing. In 1936, for example, Zhang Xueliang masterminded the Xi'an incident to kidnap Jiang. Only a letter personally written by Jiang's wife, Song Meiling, convinced Zhang Xueliang that Jiang truly had the welfare of the country in mind instead of personal gain. Only then did the Xi'an incident come to a peaceful resolution so that the Chinese could work together to resist Japanese aggression. With the defeat of the Japanese, Chiang Kai-shek went to take part in the Cairo Conference. This was not only a major breakthrough for the Republic of China diplomatically, it was even more importantly a time when Taiwan returned to its mother country. Considering limitations in technology, this kind of airborne leaflet was used to spread the news in Taiwan about the victory over the Japanese. The draft bill of the Constitutional Law for the Republic of China, established in 1946, marked a key point in the transition from military and supervisory governments to a constitutional one.